baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and you fill in the blank. Summer and Chevy go together like road trips and sunshine. Check out the full line of Chevy SUVs and trucks at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John Hansen with our Block Club Chicago report, and it's all about the Obama Center today. This has to be great, not only for the South Side, John, but for the economy in Chicago. A lot of visitors, a lot of tourists will be coming to our town in the coming years, won't they?
And hopefully their dollars, too, right? And that's kind of what the story that Maxwell Evans wrote about. We've covered the Obama Center like everybody has, but we wanted to talk to Southside neighbors who have been part of this entire process of the building of the Obama Center. It was not without its controversy in the early years when it was going to knock down and did knock down a ton of old trees at Jackson Park on public land. I don't want to retrace the whole thing, but now Southsiders are saying, look, this is great. There's a lot of good vibes around this opening, but will it ultimately deliver on the promises that they hope to? And you know, time will tell, Bob. We won't know for years whether the economic pass-through has happened, but are new businesses going to pop up through here like has been promised? Are the businesses that are already there going to get more visitors that come on through? That's kind of the hype around this, and you'd imagine so, and neighbors hope so. But it goes beyond that. Are rents going to skyrocket now around the Obama Center? There's been some measures put in place to try and prevent that. You've had people that have lived there for 30 years. It'd be a shame if all of a sudden this goes up and they have to leave. So there's measures in place, but older people are still haggling on some of the details to try and do that. There's a lot of reasons for hope. There's a lot of reasons for, I don't want to say skepticism, but just let's make sure that this does it the right way. Infrastructure too, Bob. There's all these new people. Are there going to be the buses that need to be there, getting the people off the lines and to the centers on time? So it's a really interesting write-up, just that dives a little deeper. Of course, it's all about celebration this weekend, and that should be the cause, right? This is a big deal in the city. I think Maxwell just wanted to dive a little deeper, talk to the neighbors who live right next to this and wonder what their hopes are and expectations are and some of the promises that they've gotten from the center. And we'll see if they pan out, Bob.
Read the whole story at blockclubchicago.org. By the way, my guess, the answer to all the questions you posed, John, yes.
Okay. I hope so.
This is good news for Northsiders. Late night jazz coming back to the Green Mill.
It's a little late for me, Bob. They've had jazz, of course, at Green Mill for a long, long time. The historic Uptown Club. But now they're going to return to their hours that were set before COVID. They're going to play. They still have this license. Not a lot of buildings have this one. To play music until 4 a.m. Fridays and 5 a.m. Saturdays. So this is like the last stop maybe after a night out. Some relaxing jazz. Or I guess if you're up super early in the morning, maybe the team could go there before they head on into work for you, Bob. It's at 4802 North Broadway. They think it's the country's longest running jazz club dating back to 1907. This is a good news story, though, Bob. Not only in the late hours, but this is a sign that, and they say that every year since COVID has improved for the Green Mill. There was a time when maybe, who knows if this thing would last forever. But the Green Mill Cocktail Lounge has said it's been great year after year. They see more and more sales, and now late into the evening and early morning hours.
Great, great thing to do in Chicago. You can read about all these stories and more, including Lou Mitchell's. Very happy to read on blockclubchicago.org that they're back and doing well and still with us. What 103 years old. What a Chicago treasure, Lou Mitchell's. Block
I'll
Club Chicago.
Tell that more tomorrow, Bob. Go ahead.
John Hansen, thank you.